want to welcome everyone to our city council meeting this evening. This is the August 25th regular council meeting. Want to welcome all of our guests, staff, council. Thank you all so much for being here. Really excited to get started on the agenda tonight. And I will open the meeting at 5:33 p.m. Our first item on the agenda is our invocation. If you would, please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we pause at the start of our meeting to give you thanks. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful city of Woodway that we call home. We thank you, Father, for all the wonderful amenities that we enjoy, all the natural beauty that you've provided. We thank you, Father, for giving us such a wonderful group of citizens who help us to make this city what it is. We thank you, Father, for the staff and for everybody who contributes to the well-being of our community. God, you are so good to us. You bless us every single day. And tonight, Lord, we ask for your blessing in wisdom and in guidance as we go through our agenda tonight. We pray, Lord, that you would show us how to do things your way. We don't want to do things our way. We know, Father, that you are the author of every good and perfect thing. So tonight, when we go through the agenda, help it to be obvious to us the way we should go, the direction we should take, and Lord, may it be a blessing to you. God, thank you for your faithfulness to us. Thank you for being with us every day. And Lord, we just pray a special blessing on all those in Woodway who are sick or suffering. We ask, God, that you would be their comfort, you'd be their peace, and Lord, that you would hold them close during whatever trial they're going through. Lord, tonight, finally, I also just pray for special protection over our public safety officers and our public safety department as they risk their lives every single day for us. I ask, Father, that you would surround them with your angels, surround them with protection, and God, that you would just keep them close as they go about their day-to-day. Thank you, Father, for this time. Thank you for democracy. Thank you for this wonderful country that we get to live in. And God, we bless you. We love you, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This time, if you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Moving into our public comment time now, the City Council would like to invite citizens and guests to address the Council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except for public hearings that are included on the agenda. The comments that are related to public hearings will be heard when that specific hearing starts. We ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. The Council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking regarding a specific agenda item, we ask that you please state that item before beginning your comments. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation. I'll now open the podium for anybody who'd like to address Council, please. There being no one, we will move on to item number 4, our presentation and introduction of our new public safety officer. Over to you, Chief.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce Dalton Wheathorn to the community. As you know, we do this to anybody watching brand new. This is a thing we do so that the officers can see who they're working for and who they are held accountable by. It's a good reminder for every officer to know that we are here as public servants and we are here at the will of our community. This is Dalton Wheathorn. He came to us already fire and EMS certified. So not only is that fiscally appreciated. That's also great to throw him out there. He will go through an FTO, a training process specifically for our fire as well, just to ensure that he knows the Woodway way, as we say. Yep. But he's also going through his police FTO right now, field training officer program. He was, as I told y'all, our two cadets, he just finished the academy a couple of months ago. Our two cadets won half of the awards given at the police academy of over 20, 25 cadets from the county, the city, largest city in our county, and in our county as well. We showed up, and he was a recipient of the director's award is pretty much what it was. He was the only one who received that award, as pretty much saying he was Mr. Wise's favorite is what that guy tells me. But he's a great representation. He has a spiritual gift of discernment and peace. He brings a lot of calmness and de-escalation when he shows up to scenes. And so I noticed that during his interview process, and that was a big reason why he was placed with our organization. So if you don't mind just say hi.
Hello, nice to meet
all of you. That's all. That's cool. I appreciate that. You know, they don't like to talk much. I understand that, but I appreciate you doing this. I know it's out of your comfort zone. So, yeah, this is Officer Wheathorn. He looks forward to getting out there and serving. So that's what we do.
Yes, awesome.
Welcome.
Thank
you. Welcome. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you, Chief. So did he come from another agency? Did you come from another agency?
Oh, no.
No. You went through the program. Okay.
He was at EMS.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent, excellent. Well, welcome aboard. Great to have you. All righty. Moving on to item number 5. This is the public hearing on our proposed fiscal year 2026 annual budget. I will open the public hearing at 5:40 p.m. for anybody that would like to speak on the budget, please. All right, Ms. Barkley, please note I'm closing the public hearing at 5:40 p.m. as well. Thank you. Item 6A is discussion and consider action on Ordinance 25-01, adopting the 2025-2026 annual budget. May I have a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, over to you, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The city charter requires that a proposed budget be presented to the city council prior to August 1st each year. The proposed budget was presented in July and was finalized during August as input was received from the council and certified figures were received from the appraisal district. The charter also requires that a public hearing on the budget be conducted. This hearing was advertised as required. Ordinance 25-01 provides for the formal adoption of the 2025-2026 annual budget. According to local government code, adoption of a budget that will raise more revenue from property taxes than that in previous years requires a separate vote of the governing body to ratify the property tax increase reflected in the budget. A vote under this subsection must be in addition to and separate from the vote to adopt the budget or the vote to set the tax rate. Once the budget is adopted, therefore, the City Council will need a second vote to ratify or approve the property tax increase reflected in the budget and specific language is required. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Yes, sir.
Council, we've got Brenda here with us and we've got Mr. Manager here if we have any questions on this. Is there any discussion on this ordinance?
I believe in our last meeting, Mr. Mayor, you talked about reducing the street part of the budget. Did that make it into the budget?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. So that's a $400,000 change in the overall budget.
I think it was $380 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, our just for discussion. I was looking at it just a second ago. The change in the homestead exemption from last year to this year came out to about $57,000 deduction, I guess, less money coming in. It looks like by what you suggested, more than offset that, which I'm happy about.
Good. I'm happy you're happy.
Well, I'm just pointing it out that just in case we have any uncomfortableness about this budget, that
I see what you're saying.
That you made an adjustment that made up for that additional money that we was not getting.
Well, the Brenda sent out a revised budget that had that factored in, and I think hopefully all of you saw that.
I'm looking at it. I want to make sure that I understood
Absolutely.
It correctly.
Yeah, yeah. But Brenda gets all the credit for that, so thank you. Anything else? Any other discussion? Ken, good? Okay. Everybody's happy? All right, very good. Well, if everybody's happy, I'll entertain a motion on 6A regarding Ordinance 25-01.
I move that we adopt Ordinance 25-01.
And I second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. I'm going to read the ordinance before we call for the vote. Ordinance 25-01 is an ordinance adopting the budget for the City of Woodway, Texas for the fiscal year beginning on October 1st, 2025 and ending on September 30th, 2026, providing for a savings clause, declaring an effective date, and finding and determining that the meeting at which this ordinance is adopted was noticed and has been open to the public as required by law. All right, Ms. Barkley, if you will call for the vote, please.
Mayor Fogel?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Cook?
Aye.
Councilmember Russell?
Aye.
Councilmember Gilman?
Aye.
Councilmember Keystone?
Aye.
Councilmember Surrey?
Aye.
Councilmember Whitby?
Aye.
Thank you. The vote's unanimous, and Ordinance 25-01 is adopted. Thank you, Council. Item 6B is discussion and consider action on ratification of the property tax revenue increase reflected in the budget. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
I'll second.
Thank you. We'll give that to you, Mr. Keystone, because of the delay. All right. Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, 6B, please.
I don't have anything further, Mayor.
Okay. Any discussion on the ratification?
Yes. The no new revenue rate, which is 36 cents, 38, 36 per hundred, was considering that money that we was not going to receive from the tax exemption. You more than made up for it. Let's see, I think it's on 12, on page 12. You more than made up for it with the reduction in the street fund. I believe we could go to last year's no new revenue rate, which was 357865 to 100, which is between 50 cents and 75 cents per 100. If I understand correctly, every cent represents $190,000. So it would probably be in the neighborhood of $120,000 reduction in money coming to the city. But as you said, you've reduced considerably the amount of money spent. It's a little like Councilman Gilman was talking about. There's two sides of a budget. There's income and outgo. Well, you've corrected the outgo more than enough to offset that and made it where we could make it where the Woodway taxpayers should have the same taxes they had last year. As it sits now, there will be a small increase. I think I've explained what my point is. You ought to have to decide what you think about it.
Okay.
Also, if you don't mind, I'd like to say one thing.
Yeah.
That is, hurt for the number of citizens, even though we had a no-new revenue tax rate last year, and that their property taxes actually went up again slightly. And the people I spoke with that was anywhere from $200 to $700. My own taxes went up $300. And I would tend to reinforce that rate of last year's rate. And that isn't going down very much, but I think it would actually result in property owners having a no new actual increase of their property taxes.
All right, thank you.
I'm looking at the various taxing jurisdictions on, it says packet page 20, budget page 9. And I just am looking at what other entities around us are raising, how they are raising their rates and where we're at. And it is looking very good for to be a Woodway citizen right now.
Agreed. I believe.
I think Brenda told us lowest in the county.
Yeah, we're lowest one in the county, which is wonderful. I know that a lot of the other cities are complaining about the tax increases. And I know at the State House, there is going to be some discussion about, and I don't know how they're going to work it out, but talking about doing away with property tax. Of course, it'd have to be replaced by something. But I'm told that they're talking about during this session, there is going to be some discussion about it. It would be wonderful if this body would say, we're not raising taxes on our citizens if this might be the last time we have this system of taxation. And then, of course, we might all be paying three times as much when they change whatever system is going to be changing, but at least we didn't do it to them.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen also, but there's a proposal in the legislature right now to reduce the revenue multiplier from 3.5 to 1. And if that passes, then
January 1st.
Yeah, I saw that.
That will be, you know, that's going to be a big revenue hit for the city. So I'm very thankful that we're able to do this now, because I don't know if we're going to be able to do it.
So you're thinking that it'd be better to have taxpayers pay more now because they might not be able to raise much in the future.
If this bill passes and our revenue takes the multiplier hit, then yeah, we won't be generating as much revenue at all.
1%.
And that's going to require.
We've been very good in the last 3 or 4 years of not going up any, you know, because of been blessed with so many new houses and increases in value and that type of stuff.
Yep.
If we would have went up 1% the last 3 or 4 years, we would
offset.
We would have tons of money.
Yeah,
but you know, at the same time, the citizens would be going, "Ooh, look, we went up that much."
Yeah, we didn't want to do that.
So yeah, it's I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, I think that we have, you know, you use the word fiduciary responsibility.
Fiduciary.
At times during council meetings.
Sure.
I think we have a fiduciary responsibility to remember that we have to have the money to pay the bills here.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what the bills are, we still have to make sure we have the money to do that. No new tax rate, no new revenue tax rate that we are proposing in this budget gives us the ability to stay paced with what we're having to use for expenditures for this city. When we look at the amount per family that we're talking about, it's negligible as compared to the rest of Central Texas. It just doesn't make sense to me that we wouldn't step up to our fiduciary responsibility and make sure that we still have the money coming in that we think, which is the reason that we adopted this budget in the first place over the last month or two, to make sure that we have the money in place to pay the bills here. That the city staff, the city manager, and staff department heads have the resources to make sure that they, you know, that we're in place. I get that I'm a taxpayer too. I don't want my taxes going up, but when it comes to a no new revenue tax rate, we've stayed the course over the last 3 or 4 years, and it's continued to go down. That adjustment that you're talking about was covering money, was taking money from streets to take care of the
general fund.
So that's where that money's going. So making sure that we have the money to do what we need to do at a negligible level seems reasonably like what we should be doing. Our fiduciary responsibility is to make sure we have funds to do that and not worry about less than a penny.
The wonderful thing about Woodway, one, we've never not paid our bills. But since
I'm not insinuating we are, Chris.
And I don't think we ever will be at a point where we don't pay. But one of the nice things is since 2015, we've more than doubled our value that we're taxing on, which puts us in a wonderful position. Not all cities can say that. That's one reason that we have the lowest rate. The second thing is I know you was talking about taking some from reserves. Well, when we started doing that, the target reserve was 25%. I think we was up to around 47%. So it was to bring that reserve back down into a comfortable range. I'm not sure what it is now.
It's still 30.
It's still above the 25%. So, you know, we're not in a bad position on either one of those things. It's not much, but, you know, like I was talking to one person the other day, they're on a fixed income. We're going up on the trash pickup, and no new revenue means it's going to go up for the average person. I forgot the number, but somewhere around $10, $11 a month. And they're going, you know, you get hit with a bunch of different places. Who is going to hold the line for us? And, you know, we hope that I know you don't like that word, but we will continue to have increase in values that will cover all our needs.
Well, if I was listening to, and I think I was, listening to the reports over the last several. I'm trying.
I have an ear infection, so I can't hear very good anyway.
We're listening to the reporting that comes to this council every meeting. Mm-hmm. Things are not staying the way they were. The values are not increasing the way they were. You know, we don't have the corridor in 84 continuing that robust increase that we hope for. There's several things that now we have to be concerned about moving forward. And again, the no new revenue tax rate, I mean, somebody's recognizing they need the money. Every other city around here is there's some of them in the 50s. You know, we are at 3.638, or 3.3638. Seems reasonable that the budget that we talked about, that we approved, that we're going to finalize tonight, seems like it's a reasonable adjustment for what our city needs. I think the no new revenue tax rate is a reasonable place to land.
I agree.
We're not talking about a lot of dollars hitting our budget overall, and we've already more than made up for it.
Could not agree more. We're not talking about a lot of money.
Anything else, guys? All right, if there's no further discussion, I will entertain a motion on item 6B, please.
I move that we ratify the property tax revenue increase reflected in the budget.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you very much. Ms. Barkley, if you would please call for the vote.
Mayor Corzine?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Cook?
Aye.
Councilmember Russell?
Nay, for the reason that I wanted lower rate.
Councilmember Gilman?
Aye.
Councilmember Keystone?
Aye.
Councilmember Surrey?
Aye.
Councilmember Whitby?
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you.
6-1.
6-1 with one nay. Thank you. Item number 7 is the public hearing on the proposed 2025 ad valorem tax rate. I'll open the hearing at 5:59 p.m. Is there anybody to speak on the ad valorem tax rate, please? There being none, I'll close it.
I have a couple questions. I just have a question. How much is the increase?
0.75 cents.
Okay. So not much.
About $10 a month for that.
My name is DJ Thomason. I live at 829.
Yeah. If you'd like to. Go ahead. We can. If you could just say your name and address, please, for the record.
My name is DJ Thomason, 8209 Nottingham. I just had a couple questions. Will this tax increase help make up for the shortfall in street budgets? Because our streets aren't looking real great, so it'd be nice if we could fix them. I'd rather pay more taxes and have my street nice than not pay the additional $100 or $200, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes, it does. And we have plenty in the fund for streets.
Okay.
Yes.
Because my street doesn't look good.
Okay, thank you. What street is that? What street did you say?
Yes. Nottingham. Several streets in my whole neighborhood. Even if they could just be swept would be helpful, but they have a lot of large cracks and they.
Okay.
Street sweeper hadn't been making it up?
I didn't know we had one.
Yeah, we do.
We got a contract.
But thank you. We'll make note of that. Thank you. All right. There being none other, I will close the public hearing at 6 p.m. Item number 8 is discussion and consider action on ordinance 25-02. Adopting the 2025 ad valorem tax rate. May I have a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. I think we talked a lot about this already.
It's kind of redundant.
But I'll let Mr. Manager say a few words if he has anything.
Well, I think we've covered everything in the last meeting, but for formality's sake, I can read. This ordinance provides the opportunity for the council to adopt the proposed tax rate of 0.363836 per $100 of property valuation. The 0.363836 will be broken down as follows. Operations and maintenance, 0.345906. Interest and sinking, 0.017930. All requirements have been met and set forth by the city charter, Texas State Comptroller's Office, and McLennan County Tax Office.
Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Yes, sir.
All right. So on this one, Council, is there any discussion, further discussion on the adopting the no new revenue tax rate as stated?
I'm going to say it's redundant, so I'll be voting
great.
No for the same reason for the other one.
Great. Thank you, sir.
We don't have to go any more detail.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I think if there's anything else I can add is I'm really happy that we're able to do it this year. I'm really happy that we're able to do a no new revenue tax rate, even though it is a slight increase. I tend to be a glass half full kind of guy, and I'm hoping. Sorry, Dave. I can't say hope. Sorry, you're right. I'm just kidding. I'm optimistic, but I don't know if this will always be the case every time we come to budget season. So I'm grateful that we're able to do it this year, and have some of the lowest in the county. Very grateful for that. Okay. So, in order to make a motion on this item, you need to state it in a very specific way. So, I'll just.
I have it pulled up.
You've got it pulled up? No. Go ahead, Ma'am Pro Tem.
All right, I move that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of a tax rate of 0.363836, which is effectively a 0.73% increase in the tax rate.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you very much. Ms. Barkley, if you will call for the vote, please.
You need to read the caption first on the ordinance.
Thank you. I've got it here. Ordinance 25-02 is an ordinance levying taxes for the use and support of the municipal government of the city of Woodway, Texas for the year 2025.
Mayor Pozon?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Cook?
Aye.
Councilmember Russell?
Nay.
Councilmember Gilman?
Aye.
Councilmember Keyston?
Nay.
Councilmember Surrey?
Aye.
Councilmember Whitby?
Aye.
5-2.
Thank you. Motion passes 5-2. All right, thank you very much. Moving on to item number 9, this is discussion and consider action on ordinance 25-03, amending chapter 2, administration, section 2-5, classification and compensation plan adopted of the city of Woodway code of ordinances. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded, thank you. Mr. Manager, number 9.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. In an effort to recruit, retain, and develop an exemplary workforce, the city of Woodway 2025-2026 classification and compensation plan, which was approved for your review as part of the proposed budget, is recommended for formal adoption. Changes include a 2% cost of living allowance and the additional bilingual pay of $75 a month, which, depending on how folks test, we think 3 or 4 people citywide may be eligible for that. And that is all.
How many did you say?
3 to 4.
Oh, okay.
3 to 4% ain't bad. We got about 100 people.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 3 or 4 people individual. Eligible to.
That's what I'm saying. We got about 100 people, about 3%. Oh. So it's not bad. And I hope they're in the right positions. You know, like we could use someone that in the office that can do it. You know, just in case somebody calls and I've got a bilingual person. Anyway, I'm sorry.
It's a nice little perk to offer. It is. To offer for that it for is. That skill. So, good. Council, any further discussion on the classification and compensation plan?
No.
It was all in the budget for you to review. Any questions?
No.
It's good.
No.
Good.
Okay. Well, let me see if there's anything specific on this one. No. All right. Motion on item 9, please.
I'll make a motion to approve ordinance 25-3, amending chapter 2, administration section 2.5, classification for comprehensive plan adopted of the city of Woodway code of ordinance.
Second.
All right. Thank you. Moved and seconded. I'll read the ordinance before we call for the vote. Ordinance 25-03 is an ordinance of the City of Woodway, Texas, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 2-5, Classification and Compensation Plan adopted of the City of Woodway Code of Ordinances, providing a repealing clause, providing a savings clause, and determining that the meeting at which this ordinance is adopted was noticed and has been open to the public as required by law. This is not a record vote. This will be a regular vote, so I'll now call for it. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. All right, the ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. Item 10, discussion and consider action on Resolution R25-13, amending the City of Woodway Master Fee Schedule. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Manager, number 10, please.
It's very brief. Attached to Resolution R25-13 is the final draft of the amended master fee schedule, which was presented for your review in the August 11th meeting packet.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just to make sure that our Woodway residents are getting some discounts, looks like at the Pavilion, at the 50%, at the Arboretum Rentals, and I think that's all of them.
Are there any updates from Frontier?
Any what?
Updates from Frontier.
She's from asking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Brenda, did you get anything from Frontier?
Yes, but those changes wouldn't go into effect until the landfill closed, so they're not reflected in this master fee schedule.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
I was thinking that wouldn't be in this.
The reflected increase in Frontier, that's right here for the sanitation services, is the simple 6%, which is the standard increase for the landfill and inflation that they've calculate that went into effect June 1st, and the city's just covering that increase and covering passing it to the customer October 1st.
Were you more asking about like the negotiated rate?
Well, I was, but I realized as I said it that is,
not in
we're
this.
Not call,
we're not doing
posted to talk about that. So
yeah.
Good catch.
I was like, real a bit.
Yeah. I could tell that's what you were going after. But we will definitely be talking about that
next
in the
meeting.
Future. All right. Any discussion on this, Council?
I mean, I do think the one thing that should be noted is some of the changes regarding the Woodway Family Center fees, just so that people are aware that that's coming.
For the outside residents, correct? Outside the city residents.
If you look on packet page 156.
56, let me go to that one.
156.
54, 156. Let's see.
Do you want to tell us what?
Well, I just it's just showing that we will have senior programming membership, which includes pickleball. I don't know a ton about it, so I don't want to speak to it as an expert. But then pickleball membership, and then open gym, and the rates for our the rates are for non.
Yeah, there we go. I was thinking I saw somewhere that citizens did not have a fee, but non-citizens did.
Well,
which was ideal. That's what we needed.
But open gym's for everybody, right? There is a fee for everyone on open gym.
Yes, individual
right,
day pass $2,
yeah.
Family day pass $3. It does not distinguish between resident or non-resident.
Huh. I just remember seeing the non-resident.
Understandable.
Well, I wonder, Brenda. Sorry to ask you this question at the last second here. Hopefully, this isn't much of an issue. But the new rates that are going into effect, will those fund our general fund? Is that will they go to the?
They will fund the operating expense in the general fund, yes, sir.
Okay. I'm just wondering if we can make it to where residents don't pay anything for the open gym, if that would.
That would be a good idea.
If that would.
Because when I saw
it's not,
it originally.
It's not much, but I don't want to charge
yeah,
residents.
Yeah, Jimmy's not here?
No.
Yeah, Jimmy prepared this item, not this.
Council, would you be okay with that?
I would
prefer
too. That, yes.
Yeah, I agree.
And the way you adopt it, you would just have to change the edits, correct?
Just, right.
Mr. Shaw?
Just make the motion to amend that item, and then we can circulate it.
Okay.
So it would be item G, open gym. Is that how we would amend it, or would we amend
well,
it?
Well, I think we could be a little bit more casual and just say the open gym fees,
okay.
Complimentary for residents, and I'll motion
or you can just add non-resident to just like
right.
the other ones and that covers it.
Yes, there you go. There you go. We'll do that. Every little bit helps.
I'm hearing about it. A third word, but I agree with it.
Good.
Sorry.
No, it's not you. It's everybody. I can't hear.
Anything else? Is there anything else that you saw in here? Good catch, by the way. I didn't see that. All right, well, Council, I would like to move that we adopt Resolution R-2513, amending the City of Woodway Master Fee Schedule with one amendment to the Open Gym Day Passes, making those prices void for residents and applicable to non-residents using our facility.
I'll second that.
Is that good enough? Is that good enough? Will that work? Okay. Thank you.
Well, if it's good enough, I'll second.
All right. Thank you. Moved and seconded. I will call for the vote. This is a regular vote. So all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. All righty. We have a budget. Congratulations. Thank you.
And look how fast time's moving in this meeting. No 9 o'clock ending time.
Moving on to the consent agenda. Council, you have the consent agenda in front of you. Items 11A through D are all on there. Are there any items that you'd like removed for separate discussion? Anything that you see? I'd like to just make a quick note that there is a minute amendment that Ms. Barkley has provided for you, so that's...
We don't have to change anything on
no,
that.
No, that's already been done.
Okay, good.
Okay, if there's nobody to pull anything off, we'll move to item number 12, which is discussion and consider action on the consent agenda. Do I have a motion, please?
I move that we accept the consent agenda as presented.
Thank you. Mayor Pro Tem. Seconded.
Seconded.
Great. By Whitby. All right. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the consent agenda is approved as written. Thank you, Council. All right. Number 13 is the City Manager's Report. Over to you, Mr. Manager.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'll be brief. I believe I've stated this before, but you will see this again soon. We'll bring it back to Council for... we'll have to adopt some new policies. September 1, competitive bidding thresholds increase from 50,000 to 100,000. This trumps our policy, so we will be bringing that back to you for your consideration. Also an update on the bridge behind us. The easiest way for the contractor to make this a repair to the approaches is to cut it into four sections. Unfortunately, each section has to cure for about 7 days. So we're looking at a month. We're going to have to look at this, but that at least gives us a timeline, if anybody asks. So.
Do you have a start time?
We've been going at it all week. They've got one of four poured already. It's just
okay.
It's in the curing stage now.
All right. But the stability of the bridge will be fine.
Well, this isn't the bridge. This
it's
is
the approach.
Approaches.
Oh,
I know. But yeah. The bridge itself is okay, is what I'm trying to say.
As of the TxDOT engineering report that we received February of last year, it is structurally sound. There isn't anything that Mitch saw on site to lead him to think any different, although he's not a structural engineer. In an email I sent to everybody, I kind of outlined this is an emergency repair
yep.
to the approach, not
yep.
the bridge.
Correct.
But if you want to flesh that out and not wait, the state will be back next February to do another inspection. But in the interim, you could pay for one, but it's probably $15,000-$20,000 because they do core samples and there's several other things that they don't just come out and look at it. So I was pretty involved. And
well,
they're very thorough and very conservative. So.
In the process,
time is also not of the essence.
I know. No, you're exactly right. But in the process, if they find anything, please bring it to us so that we can.
I think 30 years ago or something like that,
again.
That
the bridge that was there did collapse and they had trouble. I don't remember how long ago, but I remember hearing about it and it was a mess.
Yeah, that one, I think the, one of the records we found says it was built in 1989.
So it was longer than 30 years ago. I knew it was a long time ago that it did collapse.
That's all, Mayor Council. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eat the rest of those.
All right. 14, City Council reports. Do we have anything from our liaisons? Any updates?
The PNC meeting, they swore in a new member of the PNC group and they selected officers. Then they had a MJ Davis who needs a plat, so for a work shift that he wants. Mm-hmm. So he's been conditionally approved.
Good.
And Lake Forest Phase 2 had a final plat and they were approved. They are not meeting tomorrow.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Councilwoman. Let's see. Ken, anything from you?
No updates on my end.
No, we have a meeting on Thursday. So nothing since the last meeting. Okay. Last meeting was pretty fun.
Yeah. Because they didn't meet during the summer, so it was a long gap. All right. Well, thank you very much, Council. Great meeting. Really appreciate all your help on the budget. Thank you, Brenda, for all your hard work. Yes. We really, really appreciate it, and your whole team. Thank you, Council, for adopting one of the lowest rates in the county. That's really, really good work, and thank you for all the time you spent reviewing the budget and making sure that we were doing the right thing. Really, really appreciate it. All right, before we go, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
What?
You saw what it was doing. Mm-hmm. Just did.
What's going on?
Clarifying the consent agenda. That's all.
Oh, we've already done that.
Passed it all at once.
Yep. All right. Did I hear a motion in a second for adjournment? Okay, we're adjourned at 6:20 p.m. Thank you.